Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. All really does help out the channel. I can never express how much a difference you really do make. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. This story is from Throwaway Help 1, who says, I-24 female. Asked my boyfriend, 41 male, his thoughts on an open relationship, and he broke up with me. How can I fix this? First off, let me start by saying that our age gap is not the issue here. My boyfriend is the best thing to happen to me in my adult life because of his age, not despite it. Over the 2 years we've been together, I've grown so much as a person, thanks in large part to his gentle love and overwhelming support. None of my friends in long-term relationships have anything like what my boyfriend and I have, and they all say they wish they did. Also, he's more attractive and in better shape than all their boyfriends. So if your first reaction in this situation is that some dirty old man has taken advantage of a young naive girl, then you are wrong. And for the record, I was the one that asked him out first. I'm sorry if that comes across as defensive, but that seems to be the first reaction to our relationship by anyone who doesn't know us. We are both nurses. He's an administrative supervisor at my company. He trained me my first 2 weeks on the job, and we hit it off because we both love to work out and have a lot of things in common. Nothing happened then, but I just couldn't stop thinking about him. So after about a month, I stopped by his office after work and asked him out for a coffee. 6 months later, I moved in with him. That first year was the best time I've ever had in a relationship. We traveled, ate out, went to shows and movies. He taught me so much about life. He would really engage with me and listen to what I had to say. He also wasn't afraid to ask me those really tough questions that made me look at situations from another perspective. He taught me how to stand up for myself and conflict resolution. The more time we spent together, the more I love him. Then lockdown happened. My boyfriend is not perfect. One major problem is he is a micromanager when it comes to work and a workaholic. As soon as lockdown started, he started working non-stop. Sometimes he would work 14 to 16 hours a day. From the end of April to the second week in June, he worked 36 days straight. He would come home, kiss me, work out, shower, and go to bed. Just get up the next morning and do it all over again. No one asked him to work like that, he just does. He says, I have to be an advocate for our patients and make sure they are safe and taken care of. I won't lie, I got really lonely during this time. I talked to him about it and he cut back some. He even started doing silly things like ordering cheesy decorations online, then decorating our dining room like a Chinese restaurant and ordering takeout from our favorite Chinese place so it felt like we went out. It was fun and nice, but I was still lonely. Around this time, an old friend from high school contacted me through Facebook. We've started talking first on Instant Messenger, then we started texting. He was really there for me and showed me a lot of attention. After a while, he asked if I wanted to meet up for drinks. Outdoor bars are open here. I said yes, since my boyfriend wasn't home. I ended up drinking more than I usually do. Before I knew it, we were kissing. I'm not going to lie, it felt really good. I did allow it to go too far, but I stopped it before we had sex. I left and went home. I felt awful, not because I did it, but because I did it behind my boyfriend's back. The next day, I asked my boyfriend if we could talk. I started out by telling him how lonely I felt for these past few months and how I wanted to ask his thoughts on an open relationship. He was actually really receptive. He sat down with me and asked several questions about our relationship and how strong did I think it was. He listened as I explained that I loved him but I needed attention that he can't provide right now. I wanted him, but I didn't feel like my needs were being met and this would be an easy and safe way for me to get that attention I've been missing. He asked what brought this on, and I explained about my friend and how I wasn't interested in a relationship with him, but I would like to go out with him just for some distraction from everything going on. He sat there for several minutes, and that's when I saw the hurt in his eyes. It wasn't till that moment I realized how selfish I had been. It was like someone poured ice water over me. I had not once thought about him in this entire situation. But before I could say a word, he said, "You need to leave." I tried to talk more, but he said he was not in a place emotionally to communicate with me effectively and that I needed to give him space. I just broke down crying. I'd messed it all up and hadn't even realized until that moment. He left after that and asked me to leave before he got back. About 2 hours later, I got a text from him saying that we need some time apart and he didn't feel like we needed to be in a relationship right now. That was 2 days ago. I'm at my parents' house now and I can't eat or sleep. I'm a wreck. I know I'm a dumbass and a horrible person, but please, if you have any advice on how to fix this, please help. I'm literally making myself sick over this, and I have no clue what to even say to him. And then there were some comments where OP replied to them, so we'll start off by saying, you cheated and didn't tell him, so you brought up the prospect of an open relationship so you can sleep with your friend and have it be okay, but still keeping what happened a secret. Then when he found out you were thinking of an open relationship just so you can bang your friend, he got mad. Only part that makes sense is him getting mad. You fucked up long before that part though. To which OP replies saying, in that moment with my friend, I swear I didn't see it as cheating. I really did think that what I was doing was right until I saw the look in my boyfriend's eyes and realized I hadn't thought about my boyfriend or his feelings once the entire time I'd been talking to my friend. I'm disgusted with myself. Is there any way to approach this with my boyfriend to help him forgive me? Another commenter said this actually is related to the age difference. Not for the difference in years, but for the difference in maturity level. You had a wonderful relationship with an equally wonderful man, but you were not able to be an adult when things got tough, so you cheated because he didn't give you enough attention. That's the stupidest excuse for cheating I've ever heard. Basically, as long as things were going your way, you were happy, but as soon as things got a little tough, you cheated. He was working, not partying with friends or sitting on a computer playing games all day ignoring you. Working during this pandemic to provide you stability and a warm, loving home. And instead of acting like an adult in a mature, loving relationship and supporting him, you cheated. And not only that, you state, I felt awful, not because I did it, but because I did it behind my boyfriend's back. Then goes on to say, your guilt should lie in the fact that you even considered it, then followed through with it. You're too immature and self-centered to even understand the real problem. Yeah, you fucked up majorly, and you're an immature idiot. He deserves better than you. Learn from this. Try to look at this and figure out why you're so self-centered to understand exactly what it means to commit yourself to one person, one relationship. But for goodness sake, leave him alone. He's seen you for what and who you actually are. Move on. OP replied to this saying, this is actually very helpful. You are right. I need to figure out what allowed me to block any consideration for my boyfriend out of my mind when it came to talking to my friend. I thought there was nothing wrong with my actions. I didn't even see it as cheating. I've really messed up here. And OP leaves one more comment that says, one thing that I didn't say in the original post, because I didn't know if it was relevant, is that actually he is a widower. That's why he is single at 41. He was married for 10 years, then his wife passed away 3 years ago. Now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happens next. The update says it's been over a week and some people asked for an update, so here goes. He called last Tuesday and said he wanted to talk. I was both scared and over the moon because I took the advice so many people here gave me to give him space. We hadn't talked since the Saturday before, and I missed him like mad. He says he wants to meet at my parents' house, and I agreed, although I thought that was a little weird. When he pulled into the driveway, he sent me a text asking me to come outside. I went out to meet him, and he was standing in front of his car. I immediately saw that he had someone in the car with him, and I just broke down. I knew what was coming, and I didn't want to face it. He was so kind. He comforted me and helped me on the porch, where we both sat on the steps. I can't quote what was said, so this is paraphrased. He loved me, but my actions proved to him that we were in two different places in our lives, and he wasn't going to hold me back anymore. He said he knew I needed to live more and enjoy life before settling down. He apologized for holding me back for so long and thanked me for his best 2 years since his wife had died. I wanted to lay down on the ground and die right there. I just sobbed, it's all I could do. My dad finally came out and helped me back into the house. My dad then went back out and talked to my boyfriend. They talked for a while. I don't really remember how long because I was near hysterical at that point. My mum gave me something to help me relax. When my father came back in, he whispered something to my mum and she helped me upstairs to my room. I laid there for a while till I heard someone pull into the driveway. I looked out and saw that a moving truck had backed in. He had all my belongings at our place packed up and delivered to my parents' house. That's when I really lost all control of myself. I was crying so hard I didn't feel like I was in control of my own body anymore. My mum ended up sleeping in my room with me all night. In the past 3 days, I'd been out of bed probably less than 10 times, and that was just to use the bathroom. I'm lost, and worse than that, I lost him. But I was finally able to eat today, so I figured I would give you all a look at the end of my world. So yes, Reddit, you were right, and he left me. You were right that I'm a horrible person and I deserve this, but it still hurts really bad. And one of the things to me after this story, it was in the original one as well and in the comments too, is that, you know, they didn't see the kiss as cheating and then went straight to this talking about an open relationship. And was she gonna just not come clean about the kiss at all and say, oh, now I can sleep with friend because I've got permission, you know, if boyfriend did go along with it, and never bring up the kiss at all because she didn't consider it as cheating? And I think the comment, you know, where it said it is related to the age difference, but, you know, the difference in maturity level and the place where they're both at in their lives was very, very true. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This story is from a throwaway account titled My 24 Female Boyfriend 26 Male has a longtime female friend who's clearly into him and I don't know what I should do. And of course comes with an update. This is going to sound like a typical insecure girlfriend, but I promise it's not like that. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 6 months and he's really great. He's had a friend that he's had for years who is a girl. Normally, I'm not the type to be all like, you're not allowed to hang out with a single girl alone, but I'm considering telling my boyfriend that he's not allowed to hang out with this girl alone. This girl is obviously so into him and she definitely wants me to know she's coming for him. She keeps saying stuff like, you don't know him like I do yet. We used to go to that place together all the time, long before you guys started dating. Oh my god, Josh, remember when we went on a hike, just the two of us? That was the best day. She also had cute pet names for him, but I didn't like that, so as soon as I heard it, I told my boyfriend I didn't like it and he made her stop. I asked her straight up if she's into him and her response pissed me off so much. She was like, I know it's intimidating how close he and I are, but don't worry, you're the girlfriend and I'm just a friend, right? With a smug smile on her face. I got so mad, I couldn't talk to my boyfriend about it. I want to tell him to cut her out of his life, so bad, but I don't know if I can do that. My boyfriend's dad passed away 2 years ago with a heart condition. He told me that his dad was his best friend growing up, so it hit him really hard. He was the only family my boyfriend had. Apparently, this girl really helped him get through it. She apparently was there for him throughout the whole thing. That's why he says she's like a sister to him. That's why I don't know what to do. I already asked him to set some boundaries, like she can't text late at night or come over to his place unannounced all the time and no interrupting our alone time. My boyfriend doesn't realize that she's into him, and I kind of don't blame him on that one because all of her flirts are subtle enough that he doesn't realize, but enough to get me riled up. I know my boyfriend isn't into her at all, and he's completely friend-zoned her, but it's still so frustrating. I hate to admit it, but she's good at getting under my skin, and I don't know what to do. I really need some advice. Thanks, Reddit. And Edit. Thanks to everyone for the advice. I've decided that I will tell my boyfriend everything she's done so far and see how he handles it. To be honest, I was hoping I'd avoid telling my boyfriend about it, but she left me no choice. In the meantime, I don't know how I'll bring it up to my boyfriend, but I'll figure it out. I think you're at the point now where you can, you know, express your feelings to your boyfriend. You should be at that point at any point in a relationship anyway, but, and your boyfriend may be completely clueless about it, but surely he must have sort of like an inkling of it now because, you know, about the whole pet names thing, you've already told him about that and that's, and he put a stop to that. And the fact that she's doing things with a smug smile on your face, so it's pretty clear that, you know, she's doing it to get at you maybe. And whilst I personally, I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea, I don't think it's a good idea myself to say to someone like, I don't want her doing this, I don't want her doing that, sort of like almost dictating to him what she should be doing and how they should be communicating. Like, I think the one you said, she can't text late at night, might come across in a bad way, where I understand where you're coming from. You may just get a negative reaction out of him. So if I was in your shoes, I would explain my feelings clearly about, you know, and what she's been doing and how it's making you feel and see what he says. From what you're saying here, for the most part, it sounds like you've got a great relationship. So you should be able to talk to him about these things and see how he responds. And in some ways, the way he responds will be great information for the future of your relationship. But I don't know. I'm not an expert. But Cherry One says, maybe you could have a talk with him about how she's acting and tell him that you don't want to break up their friendship, but you would feel really loved if he would make it extra clear that he prefers you. Maybe also explain that you don't like to be alone with her because she seems to want you to feel weird and ask for his help with that. However, I recommend that you don't dictate exactly how he acts, but rather bring it up and then sit back for a few weeks and see how he handles it. Give him time to observe the situation with new eyes. I think treating him with trust will be better for your relationship since he hasn't done anything to make you question his loyalty. Exactly what Cherry said. Said it better than I could. But Destroy says, I specifically want to address this absolute turd tier worthless advice I keep seeing in the comments. If she's at a social event, just don't go. And says, no, what the fuck is that? You shouldn't be forced into feeling so uncomfortable to the point where your contact with your boyfriend and his normal behaving friends is limited because she's an asshole. Everyone who honestly puts their whole heart into a relationship deserves, at minimum, to go out in public with their SO and not feel lowly and bad about themselves over it. Seriously, people in the comments saying this, get your self-esteem up. OP, you've got to tell him everything she's done. As awkward as it is, saying it, you need to just spit it out. You're going to come off as the bad guy if you keep pushing the boundaries without the explanation. The stress this has been causing when you see this B, and the weight it must be on your chest. You're going to feel so relieved to just say it at least. Throwaway says, my boyfriend has a female friend he's known way longer than he's known me, and he also says he considers her a sister. The big difference though is that she doesn't call him pet names, bring up how much more she knows about him, and doesn't try to undermine our relationship. Boys can be clueless sometimes, and it seems like you need to trust your gut here. Don't look at it as, I'm not allowing you to talk to her. Just tell him your feelings and how you don't think she respects your relationship, and let him decide how to proceed. If he changes nothing and lets her keep doing stuff like that, then that's very telling. And one more from Crafty Particular, who says, he might be just clueless. I bring it up to him, especially her smug response. Don't ask him to cut her off because he'll get defensive, but ask him to draw some boundaries with her. And now, let's move on to that update to find out what happened next. After reading the comments, I decided to just bring it up with him without telling him what I want him to do, to avoid sounding controlling. I sat him down and told him that some of the stuff she says really makes me uncomfortable. I told him that I feel like she's undermining our relationship. I gave him a few examples of the stuff she said and had done and I didn't appreciate. He still doesn't think she's into him. He's convinced that she's acting this way because she probably feels like they're drifting apart as friends because he's in a serious relationship now. Which frustrated me a little, to be honest, because it's clear to me that she wants him, but being subtle about it. He said that regardless of her intentions, if her actions are making me uncomfortable, he'll have a talk with her about it. I was really happy he said that because I was really nervous and anxious to see how he'll react. I was afraid he'd take her side. He can be a dummy sometimes, so I was worried that he'd bring it up to her in the wrong way, like saying my girlfriend doesn't want us talking anymore and stuff like that, but he nailed it. He told her in a text, "Dude, I noticed some of the stuff you've been saying in front of my girlfriend lately, and I've been wanting to talk to you about it. It's mad disrespectful and uncomfortable. We're cool, but just stop that shit." Naturally, she acted all innocent and confused. She was like, "What? You know I'd never do anything that would upset you. I think you're misunderstanding," and stuff like that. He doubled down on it though. I could tell he felt somewhat guilty about telling her off like that, and I don't know how he's convinced that she's trying to undermine our relationship or not, but I'm so glad he had my back in this. I'm honestly kind of glad this whole thing happened. It gave me a better idea of what kind of man he really is. He even said he'd stop hanging out with her alone if it makes me feel uncomfortable. He was also low-key mad at me for waiting this long to tell him I was uncomfortable around her. Safe to say, the best possible outcome happened. He really put her in her place, and not gonna lie, it made me feel real good. All I could think of was, I won, lol. Thanks to everyone for encouraging me to tell him, because even though I knew that's what I should have done, I was still scared to do it for some reason. I even thought about potentially just avoiding her for good, which was ridiculous now that I think about it, because I shouldn't have to hide from her. I guess I'm just not good at confrontations. Thanks for the helpful advice, everyone. Second update. About 10 days ago, I asked my boyfriend to set some boundaries with his longtime female friend, because some of the stuff she's been saying to me has been making me uncomfortable. He told her that he noticed some of the stuff she's been saying in front of me lately, and that he thinks it's disrespectful towards a relationship, which makes it disrespectful towards him. She didn't take it very well. She kept texting him asking, "She's making you do that, isn't she? This doesn't sound like it's coming from you. She's trying to control you. Are you really okay with that? I didn't think you would be the one of those pathetic guys who lets their girlfriends boss them around." My boyfriend told her that it's coming from him and that he just doesn't want anything to jeopardize our relationship and that he thinks she was being a little disrespectful. She got all mad and was like, "Okay, fine, pick some random slut you barely know over me who's been there for you whenever you needed someone," and proceeded to block him. My boyfriend was shook, mostly because he didn't even say anything that bad to her. He didn't tell her he can't be friends or anything like that. All he said was, "I noticed some things you've been saying in front of my girlfriend lately. It's really disrespectful and I wish you'd stop." That's literally all he said to her, and she went crazy because of it. After she blocked him, she went on to tell all of his friends that I'm an insecure, crazy girlfriend who doesn't want him to have any friends but me. She turned all of his friends against me, even his guy friends. One of his best friends, a guy he's known his entire life, told him, "Dude, you're really gonna ditch your friend who's been there for you for some crazy jealous girl you barely know." That really hurt me because I thought I was becoming friends with them, but now they all think I'm the worst. They even stopped coming over for a while. My boyfriend has been telling them that it's all a load of BS, but they're not believing him, mostly because he and that girl used to be so close, so they all believed her when she said that I changed him. They think I'm somehow fooling him and controlling her or something, which is absolutely ridiculous. A few days after that, she FaceTimed him at 1 a.m, crying and telling him how sorry she is and that she was just upset. She felt she was losing her best friend. She kept crying and saying that she didn't mean any of it and that she was just threatened by the thought that he doesn't care about her anymore. She acted all innocent and hurt and said she apologized to me if that's what I need, but that she doesn't think she's been doing anything wrong. My boyfriend, who likes to think the best of people, even when they don't deserve it, bought it. He thinks she's actually sorry, even though I can tell she just wants him back. She told him she'd let everyone know she was wrong about me and that she'd never knowingly disrespect our relationship. She even told him she loved to be best friends with me. She never even talked to me since then, let alone apologize to me, like she said she would. My boyfriend thinks she's gonna be good now and that she's a good person at heart. I already know she's doing this to make me look like a shitty controlling girlfriend so everyone will back her, even though I never told him what to do. All I did was tell him that I was uncomfortable with some of the stuff she said. I really don't know what to do with this girl. What's the best way for me to handle this situation? I really need advice again. And that was the second update. And there was no further updates after this one. So, you know, I can see another one coming down the road at some point. But what would you advise OP to do in that situation? How do you think it's going to pan out in the future? Now, let me know your thoughts in the comments below on this story. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the channel. Your love, time and support always means the absolute world to me. Never forget that. Thank you so much. And I will see you, hopefully, in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.